beep out of the edge. I don't know where I'd go if you ever let go, so keep me out in your hands. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. Thank God I do.
Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Carla Davies. Inflation has fallen in August to within the Reserve Bank's target range for the first time in 3 years. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
The latest consumer price index figures show the rate of inflation dropping in August from 3.5% to 2.7%. Fruit and vegetables rose the most by 9.6%, while household electricity reduced by 17.9 percentage points. Economists say it is unlikely the RBA will drop interest rates on the back of monthly inflation falling within the target range of 2 to 3%. Quarterly inflation figures will be released in October, just 1 week before the next Reserve Bank Board meeting. Noah Seckham, Canberra.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has kept the door open for his government to consider negative gearing. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Nine newspapers are reporting the Albanese government has requested Treasury look at options for changes to negative gearing. Asked about the reports, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he values the public service looking at a range of ideas, but he's refused to rule out any changes, instead pointing to existing policy on housing. The opposition says it will oppose any negative gearing changes that would reduce supply and push up rents. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
A funeral has been held for two boys allegedly killed by their mother in the Blue Mountains. Over 700 family and friends packed a church in Springwood to farewell Ben and Russell Smith. The boys, aged 9 and 11, were found with stab wounds in their Falconbridge home by their father earlier this month. Among the mourners at today's Catholic service were children wearing the boys' favourite colours of orange, red and blue. The next phase of Sydney's metro upgrade will disrupt the commute from Bankstown and Inner West from next Monday, but there's a silver lining. Danielle Geddes reports.
From September 30, the T3 line will close between Sydenham and Bankstown to pave the way for new metro services. In replacement, free South West Link buses will keep commuters moving, with services arriving every 2 to 4 minutes during peak hours. Three bus routes will cover all stations. The closure could stretch beyond a year, with reopening expected by late 2025. Once complete, metro trains will arrive every 4 minutes at peak times.
School leavers are being encouraged to take up jobs in tourism, with the industry expected to need another 150,000 workers over the next decade. Free training will be offered to high school students, video masterclasses will be subsidised, and a key TAFE course will be overhauled to encourage more young people to join the sector. Tourism Minister John Graham says it's been driven by the opening of the new Western Sydney Airport in 2026.
We're expecting a lot more visitors. We'll need everything in the sector, from accommodation to tour guides to hotel and hospitality workers. It will be a jobs boom, a real potential for school leavers, but they will need training.
New research has found children born to obese mothers have more than double the risk of autism. Researchers at the University of South Australia also found that obesity before and during pregnancy increases the risk of ADHD in children by 32%. While more investigation is needed to find out why, researchers say the results underscore the need for interventions targeting maternal weight management around pregnancy. A southerly change is on its way and we'll see heavy rainfall settle over Sydney and the Illawarra. Totals of up to 20 millimetres are expected in some parts. Senior meteorologist Helen Reid says warmer temperatures will plummet.
On Thursday, the focus for the rainfall will shift to central east of New South Wales. It will be the wettest day for the Illawarra, Greater Sydney and Greater Hunter areas, as well as for adjacent districts further inland.
Hope weather.
cloudy, media chances of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon and evening. Winds northerly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, tending northwesterly in the middle of the day, then becoming light in the evening. Right now it's 26 degrees in the city, 25 in the west. Tomorrow, rain and windy, 18 degrees. Friday, rain and 19. Saturday, a shower, 21. Sunday, partly cloudy, 27. That's the latest Hope News. I'm Carla Davies.
1032. Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them. Visit vom.com.au.
At Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way. We're your local NDIS service provider in Western Sydney. We're experts in maximising your NDIS plan, preventing wasted funding and getting more opportunities for quality support. We offer a vast range of services, including support coordination, plan management, complex care, travel and social access, cleaning services and more. Visit yahwehcare.com.au. At station sponsor Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way.
Leaving Sydney, no major problems on the M1 northbound to the Central Coast. At Prospect, a breakdown. Prospect Highway southbound near the Great Western Highway and the M4 travelling well east and westbound. You'll love this deal from Princess Cruises. Save up to 25% off launch fares per stateroom with the landmark sale on now. T's and C's apply. Visit princess.com. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. Thanks for taking us with you.
Good afternoon, Chris Jolly with you. I have some good news and some bad news. First, have you ever been swooped by a bird? I was swooped by a Maggie back when I was a kid. It scared me enough that I was nervous walking by that same path years later. Okay, so the bad news is we're in peak magpie nesting season, but the good news, I've got tips to help you out. I'll let you know how to protect yourself against birds swooping you. Now, if you have any tips as well, send me an SMS 0448 40 20 20. This is Miles Smith on Hope 1032.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
this time I've wasted. You were right there all along.
Hope
1032.
I was the only hostage to the bitterness I can't let go. Maybe now it's time to cut my losses. Move on, move on, move on. Oh, I can't believe how long it's lasted. I could feel it carving up these bones. There's a part of me that can't get past it. I know.
To breathe, Hope 1032. We're smack bang in peak magpie nesting season. I recently had an encounter with a swooping plover while walking Georgie one morning. Of course, Georgie didn't want to change direction, but that's another story. Alas, I've found the best ways to protect yourself against swooping birds. There are measures you can take to help protect yourself, like walking rather than running through a bird's territory, using an umbrella, you can hold that up, or you can even just wear a hat or a helmet. If you're okay walking around with a helmet, you can protect your pet too. You should do that. And don't leave them alone or off the lead in the area. Gwen Stefani on Hope 1032.
It's hard to you
Hope 103.2.
Hope sleeps without me. Sweet dreams surround me, but I'm left out. I need a reason to believe, to feel. These rooms are dark now, and these halls are hollow, and so am I.
Country, Hope 103.2. Jean said, from Bondi, said, take a different route next time if you're trying to get away from the swooping birds. That's a good point, Jean. Now, also, he said he was swooped years ago while walking through Moore Park. I hear you. Back when I played cricket a number of years ago. Now, we were occasionally swooped there as well, so I know what you're talking about. Mary said, wear glasses to protect your eyes and also to watch the birds while walking away quickly. That's actually another great point. I forgot to mention that. It turns out magpies are less likely to swoop if you look at them.
Sydney's Hope 103.2. What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
To everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Spring fever. Watch that.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of fun for little ones, with stacks of interactive play zones like the ball pool, play kitchen, pamper parlour, fire truck and farm. go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. It's a world full of family fun for everyone. Come for a play or book a party at station sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe, Carlingford Court and Penrith Westfield, or littleamigos.com.
There's one tool in your business that's working 24/7, whether you're on the job, on a call, or on holiday. It's your website. At Label & Mint, we've helped businesses like yours get more out of their website. A good website is the first step towards selling more products, converting more leads, and growing your brand. Imagine your dream website or even an app working as hard for your business as you do. At Label & Mint, it's simply mint to be. Visit mintwebsites.com.au to get started. Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
You see tonight, it could go either way. Hearts balanced on a razor blade. We are designed to love and break, then to rinse and repeat it all again. I get stuck when the world's too loud and things don't look up when you're going down. I know your arms are reaching out from somewhere beyond the clouds. You make me feel
I've made up my mind. Don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further. This ain't lust. I know this is love. If I tell the world, exactly what I need to do if I end up with my heart drops and my back begins to tingle finally. Chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere. Oh, would it be a waste? Even if I knew my place, should I leave it there? Should I give up?
I'm jumping.
Sarah Reeves, Hope 103.2. Good afternoon. Looking for a top of 29 today, but that cool change is expected later, bringing rain. Now, Tim from Ryde just sent through another text on how to protect yourself from swooping birds. You can attach a flag or streamers on your bike or backpack, but walk your bike through the bird's territory. Don't ride. Tim saying that with a bit of experience. Look, I'm not a cyclist, but thank you so much for that great advice, Tim.
Hey, it's Brendan and Danny Bell from Hope Brekkie. Did you know we have a podcast?
I know. Stop it. Stop it right now. So all the bits or mornings that you've missed.
The laugh out loud moments, the real life chats.
That's Hope Brekkie.
And you can subscribe and rate us with Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
or the Hope 103.2 app.
Oh, she does.
You're welcome.
You don't need first aid skills until you do.
It's okay. I've got you.
Learn how to save a life from qualified and experienced paramedics with over 50 years combined experience. First Aid Every Day offers hands-on and hybrid course delivery, ensuring you walk away with the knowledge and confidence to treat all types of injuries and medical emergencies. Visit firstaideveryday.com.au to book. And let's learn how to save lives together.
Station sponsor.
Here's Pete and his mum and Ben from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
Spring has sprung.
And we have spring fever.
So, boys, spring into action and come up with some ideas.
Nothing springs to mind.
How about a spring sale?
Oh, no. Don't spring that on me.
Perhaps something will spring up.
Hope springs eternal.
Order your blinds, shutters and awnings now from station sponsor 1-800-SHUTTERS to stop the spring puns from these three.
It's definitely put a spring in my step.
And you're no spring chicken.
Oh, he's a good boy.
I'll never forget the day I moved in. My new home was a mansion with a tennis court, swimming pool, and a red Ferrari in the garage. It was rent-free, and it came miraculously. Every morning I would sit with my coffee looking out through the French doors at the pool in awe of God's goodness and love. 3 years later, he provided a home for me again. But this time, it was a pokey little room at the end of a hallway, a home that had peeling paint on the walls, holes in the floor, and a kitchen the size of my last wardrobe. For the first month, I had to sleep on a mattress on the floor. But God, you are the one who provides me with mansions, the very best. How could this be? God promises to provide for our needs, but he also wants us to know the secret of happiness in life. To learn, as the Apostle Paul testifies, to be content, whatever the circumstances, whether we have plenty or just enough, whether in a mansion or on a mattress on the floor, we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. This is Tanya Harris of GodConversations.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathe. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away and dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. Dream and yeah, the sweetest dream will never do.
Listen in. Listen closer.
Hope 1032.
In the corners of my mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. 'Cause you see, I have been down for so long, feel like all hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should bridge you through my circumstance. Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance, so I can dance. I just wanna praise you, wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you, wanna praise you. Pressure fell on me. I thought I was gonna lose my mind. But I know you wanna see if I will hold on through these trials. But I need you to lift this load, 'cause I can't take it no more.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just wanna praise you,
wanna praise you.
I just wanna praise you,
I wanna praise you.
You broke the chains.
I'm gonna praise you.
I've been through the fire and the
just wanna praise you.
Toby James and Evie McKinney on Hope 103.2. If the weather isn't to your liking this weekend, what about afternoon tea? Lucky coincidence. Channels of Peace Baulkham Hills are doing just that this Saturday, and you're invited to enjoy an afternoon tea with a Sri Lankan flavour as they celebrate 10 years in Australia. Check the community notice board for more info. Hope 103.2 news next.
Hope 103.2. Out and about with you. Wherever you are.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Hope 103.2.
All of your tears are the wages for things you've done, and all of those nights spent alone in the darkness of your mind, you let go. These are things you were never meant to shoulder. There is a river that washes you clean. There is a tree that marks the place that you've been. Blood that was spilled, though not your own. All of those tears, love will atone. The right to control the waves that empty at your life, but wild skies are the rays that break the shadows we design. Give it up, let go. These are things you never meant to shoulder. Give it up, let go. Turn in different ways. Most of the time we're simply hanging on, and under the signs of how we all behave, we might find the place where we belong. We'll be right back.
spring with Hope 103.2.
Help me, it's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. Laying on the bathroom floor, feeling nothing. I'm overwhelmed and insecure. Give me something I could take to ease my mind slowly. Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever? Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. Phone again, feeling anxious, afraid to be alone again. I hate this. I'm trying to find a way to chill. Can't breathe. Oh, is there somebody who could help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. It isn't in my blood. I need somebody now. I need somebody now. Someone. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
1032.
I can leave my whole world in your hands. Let you hold it together like the day was forever. Siempre dice lo mismo que ayer. Nunca me dejarás. Yo no seré dinero, ni mucho de la fama, pero sé que te quiero, y sé que tú me amas. Que se escuche en el cielo, lo gritaré con ganas, que soy tuyo, soy solo tuyo. Oh, 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 oh.
Fernie, I haven't been the same since I met you.
I haven't.
Life free of rain since I let you.
It did.
Y'all think Jesus take the wheel is a cliche.
Whoa.
In my life, it turns out it was the best move. I'm yours, not concerned with what the rest do.
Not at all.
I'm sure that's the reason why I'm blessed too. I'm all yours, truly yours. Limitless.
No limits.
When God starts, he finishes.
Reject me, I know God is with me. I was feeling so empty and love came and filled me. Now everything has changed, you broke the chains that held me.
Whoa.
I just wanna tell you that I need you.
Whoa.
I just wanna go where you need me.
Whoa.
And I know that you'll never leave me. Your love came down through the fire just to reach me. Woo.
I can leave my whole world in your hands. Let you hold it together like today was forever. You told me all you needed was a chance to show me the way. You opened up the heavens. You took my heart and showed me the way to love you. The same way that you love me. I'll scream it from the heavens. I'll even tell the mountains that I'm all yours. That I'm only yours.
Oh, 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 oh.
News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Carla Davies. Australia's headline inflation rate has eased, but it won't be enough to reduce interest rates. Michael Packey reports.
Latest data shows consumer prices grew by 2.7% for the year to August. This is down 0.8 on the July figure. The improvement should signal good news for home buyers, with the Reserve Bank encouraged to cut interest rates. But the RBA says it's looking through this data, arguing the lower CPI is being driven by government handouts such as energy rebates. The Reserve Bank says it wants to see an improvement in the underlying rate of inflation, which excludes one-off subsidies and volatile prices for goods such as petrol, fresh fruit and vegetables.
Two brothers allegedly stabbed to death by their mother have been farewelled in the Blue Mountains. Damien Ryan was there.
A senior police officer declared 2 weeks ago, this is as bad as it gets. A father finding his two sons allegedly murdered by their mother. Today, Nick Smith was surrounded by family and friends as he said goodbye at their funeral in a Springwood church. Russell was 11, summed up by his dad as funny, outgoing, understated, thoughtful, with a heart of gold, and he loved his Panthers. And so did Ben, who was 9, who also loved collecting rocks and bugs and had a fascination to nature. Holding back tears, Nick Smith said, "I'm going to miss you so much. It was a privilege to be your father."
A new global study found children born to obese mothers doubles their risk of developing autism. An analysis of more than 3.6 million mother-child pairs also found mothers with a BMI of 30 and above increased the risk of ADHD by 32%. Lead researcher at UniSA, Bereket Doko, said obesity increases the risk of many developmental disorders.
But we also observed that maternal preconception or pre-pregnancy obesity or overweight may increase the risk of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism spectrum disorder, conduct disorder,